Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Thinking on Charge podcast. This is Jonathan with Team Salt Boys.
Ernest with Team Rays.
And Ryan's not able to meet us today for our emergency podcast today. Obviously, Bandai dropped a big bomb on us this morning and then casually followed up with a update of the set reveals like an hour later. But I don't want to waste too much time here. I think everybody knows why we're doing the podcast today. Dragon Ball Super Card Game Fusion World, and now Dragon Ball Super Card Game Masters. Ernest, what are your thoughts on Bandai deciding to create a watered-down, boiled-down version of Dragon Ball Super, almost in a One Piece-esque type of game style, it looks like, from what I've seen? Obviously, we don't have a whole lot of details on it just yet, but what are your thoughts on the reveal?
I don't mind it at first. It just seems like they wanted to do something similar to speed duels from Yu-Gi-Oh, where they just kind of make the whole game a little bit faster and easier to pick up. Like, our game has been going on for, what, like 5, 6 years now, and they, like, got a lot, like, very, very complicated. They got a lot of erratas. There's, like, a whole book of them now. Like, they've done a little too much with the game for it to keep going that way, and I think that they did this to partially get newer players to start, since it's very similar to like how set one was with Masters. So it would kind of like introduce people into the game, and then whenever they wanted basically to upgrade, then they could go over to Masters. So I don't think Masters is going to go anywhere. I think it might bring a few more players into it, and once people get used to it and want to be a little bit more technical or more competitive, I think they might have a better competitive scene with Masters still.
I can agree with all those points. I will say initially that I was not happy with the announcement. I was very confused with how they presented it off of the post. It sounded like they were shelving Dragon Ball to make way for this new Dragon Ball game. So it's like, oh, all my cards are worthless. Then obviously we got more information. Fash came out and did a whole Facebook Live on it. There was multiple posts and videos of what the actual game is. Just a side note, it's the Dragon Ball Super Card Game Fusion World is both the physical and digital game. So there's going to be an online client, and it's only for the Fusion World currently. So they don't have any plans for making it for Masters just yet. Nothing's been announced for that. So that was kind of heartbreaking because we tested it. Beta testers tested it for the Masters game. So that was what we all thought the big reveal was. Hey, finally, we get to play the original Dragon Ball Super Card Game, aka Masters, online with our friends. We don't have to untap. We don't have to play Webby or webcam, however we say Webby. But it would just be almost like Magic the Gathering Arena, where it's intuitive, built in. You download a program and you're good to go. And all that was just ripped out from underneath us. To be told that there's a brand new card game, it doesn't cross-reference each other. You cannot mix cards. It's a separate product. It kind of hurt, but I get it. Like you said, it's almost like a minor league, if you will, an introduction, so to speak, into the more complex, ever-evolving game of Dragon Ball Super Card Game Masters. So I get that part. Actually, I think it's a really good idea to bring in new players because, like Fash mentioned in his Facebook Live, we've been with the same player base for the last 2 years. There has been really no growth. Maybe a guy or two here or there in the local scene, but it's the same people over and over. We all know the good players who show up to Nats every year, right? That's never really changed too much. So I think this will infuse players from different card games to give it a try, because they're not going to be bombarded with all these rulings and erratas and, you know, game effects, card effects. So I think it's a good move in that sense. I just hope they don't start deterring from developing and producing more stuff for Masters. So that was my take on the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want them to move away from Masters at all. What Fash said, it doesn't seem like they're going to be moving away from it at all. It seems like they just wanted to add this as an extra thing for more players to come into it. I was very upset that the online client wasn't going to be for Masters. I've been waiting for that all year since Nats, since they announced it. And I've literally been like waiting for it so I could download it and start playing at home. So I was very, very upset that that's not what it was for. But hopefully they still do it eventually, but apparently they're not planning on doing that at all anymore, or if they ever were.
I mean, maybe with more engineers, right? Technology makes it easier for them to do the complexity issues that they're having with all the rules, errata and whatnot. Maybe that will come in time, but yeah, as of right now, no shot.
Too many card games right now that have online clients that have a way bigger card pool, a way bigger complex game. Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Is extremely complicated, and they have damn near every card that they can possibly put into Master Duel. They have most of them in Duel Links. I know they can program the cards. There's Marvel Snap right now has like 400 or 500 cards. Still very new game because it's only been out about a year. So like they can definitely program plenty of cards into a video game. It's just whether or not they want to do the work for it.
I think that's where the disconnect is. They don't want to, or they don't have the qualified employee to do what Magic or Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Snap has done, right? They just don't have that as a priority for themselves.
Even Pokemon's been out for almost 20 years. They have a digital client that they put every single card into.
Well, I will say Pokemon, Magic. I don't know if Yu-Gi-Oh! Has rotation or not, but Pokemon and Magic for sure have rotation. So it's easier to manage the current set of cards. It's only X amount of sets. So a lot of those cards get pushed to the wayside when it comes to like a standard, right? If you play like, other formats, maybe they have a whole different sector. But again, we're talking about nitpicking at this point. So speaking of Pokemon, the new product, physical copy. Two things. First of all, they're expanding this into Japan. I think this is the first time Dragon Ball has entered. I don't know if it means they're going to print Japanese cards or if they're just going to sell it in Japan. I don't see why they wouldn't already sell the Dragon Ball Super card game in Japan. I know Heroes is a big thing there, like the arcade game that has the cards you play. But I don't know that they wouldn't sell Dragon Ball English in Japan. So maybe they're going to implement a Japanese version, which would be really cool because there's plenty of Japanese card games like Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Magic. It just seems like Dragon Ball is the only one that doesn't do that. The company's in Japan. There's Japanese people working on it. I don't understand why this is taking so long. So that's one. Two, the product they're selling for Fusion World is going to give you a code to put into, I imagine, the digital game to get the same card you buy in the pack. You get it digitally as well. That way you don't have to go and do it twice. You don't have to spend separate money. And maybe they'll just let you grind out for packs or whatever like they do in Arena. I don't know how Yu-Gi-Oh's game works or Pokemon's game works, but in Arena, you can just play for free. It'll take you a lot longer, obviously, to get stuff. But if you just want stuff now, you go buy a product at the store and you play there and you get the cards at the same time in the digital client. So that's
Pokemon does that. Pokemon, I don't know if it still does that or not, but I know for a while they did it to where you could buy, like, whenever you get a pack, there was a code either in the pack or on the pack somewhere that when you put it in there, it would basically give you the pack of cards on the game or something like that.
Right.
I don't know exactly, like, what happened. I just know that you were able to get it off of something with the pack or something in the pack.
I think it's in the pack. It's a card space, like a filler card that has the code on it. I've seen some Pokemon pack openings just because I watch a lot of TCGs on my YouTube. They happen to come up on my feed and I'll watch them. So that's probably what will happen with Fusion World. And I'm okay with that. I think that's fine. If it's going to bring new players to the game, if it's going to help promote the Dragon Ball card game universe and financially, that means probably better pricing in the long run. If you bring... I know Fash mentioned with Fusion World and Masters being in the same universe, the same company, they could do more events with both card games, right? to attract new players to play Fusion World, which means more prize support for Masters players, hopefully more events to attend for Masters players. I could see this being a big win if Fusion World takes off. So
yeah, that's actually probably how they would bring in the more players too for Masters, is because people would come to the events for Fusion World and then see the Masters being played as well, and probably be like, okay, well, this is the watered down version. If I want to be a little bit more strategic, I guess, because like that's one good thing about Dragon Ball in the first place, was it was always very strategic. Like, it was kind of like you're playing chess most of the time. You really have to just be better than your opponent. Sometimes you get lucky. That's how card games are. You get RNG, but a lot of times it's just who is the better player, that's who wins. If with the Fusion World, it might not be as skill-based. I'm not really sure whether or not it will be or not, because right. I don't think there's going to be as much drawing. You won't get to see as many cards, which is very similar to One Piece, where you don't see very many cards, but that game has a lot more RNG, because you have like triggers from your life, you have triggers or counters and all these different things into that game, which makes it a little bit more RNG. And then you don't really ever get to shuffle your deck. You always just like look at the top five and then put it at the bottom of the deck. So if you, once you see something at the top and you put it at the bottom, you're never going to see it again. So that was one thing I didn't like about One Piece, but I don't know if Fusion World's going to do something like that. And it does seem like they're taking some ideas from One Piece, and because One Piece did work. But a lot of people also said that One Piece was a watered-down version of Dragon Ball as well. So,
yeah, but it's successful, and you can't deny that there's a lot more people playing One Piece than there are playing Dragon Ball. One Piece has 1,000-plus player events, and they always sell out. So, Bandai's, I understand why they're doing it. I do. So, let me ask you this. Do you plan on picking up Fusion World?
I'll probably play it. But since I'm used to Masters, unless there's a big community starting to play it, I'm probably just going to keep playing Masters.
I would probably entertain playing Fusion World. I don't think I'll ever really invest in it. But I'll to the point where it's, if there's people trying to play it at the locals that I'm at, I'll go dabble with them and kind of say, hey, yeah, what do you think of the card game? And then try to do the introduction into Masters. I really sound like a drug dealer at this point. Hey, you like cocaine? You want to try heroin? hopefully it's not like that. But, you know, cardboard is very expensive at times. It's addicting to crack packs. Fusion World is going to offer starter decks. Four of them off the rip, I think, in February is what they announced. The Goku, Vegeta, Frieza, and Broly. Obviously, the four of the most popular characters. I won't say the most, but four of the most popular characters. And then booster packs, like a booster box. So it's interesting that they'll do that. When I think of something like this, and I don't know how Yu-Gi-Oh's Speed Duel worked, but there's a, like Magic has a, I don't think they're affiliate, but there's a card game called Keyforge. It's basically like a quick, you buy a deck, it's pre-constructed, and you just play that out the package. And that's it. You pick up another Keyforge deck, and there you go. It's a deck out of the box. You play it, shuffle it, put it back in your deck box, and you play it again later. Here, you get to customize, just like Masters. So I'll be interested to see how complex Fusion World ever becomes, because why else would you put booster packs if it's not to add more powerful cards, more complex cards, secret rares, maybe. Obviously, One Piece does booster packs. So I should just shut up and say, okay, it's Dragon Ball's version of One Piece, and that's it. Because they do the exact same thing, starters and booster packs. So it's probably what they'll end up doing.
Yeah, it does still kind of seem like, I know everybody that has been talking about it today has been saying that the game is going to die. The Bandai has split their player base again, which they do keep doing. Because with Digimon, One Piece, Battle Spirits, they just keep splitting their player base. Right now, the one that's thriving the most is One Piece, but like in my local scene down here, whenever it first came out, there was like 20 to 30 players at the Angleton locals, and then So I started. I tried to pick it up so I could play because there was a lot of people playing. And then as soon as I did, nobody started showing up anymore. So like my area, it died except for like two or three players. And then I know in Houston, there's a few different places that a lot of people still play. It's just like where I live, it's not like that anymore, which I was kind of upset about because I did like it because like earlier I said that it's like a watered down version of Dragon Ball, so like I did like it just for that fact, and it was pretty simple to me for to pick it up, so I didn't mind playing it, but scene died like really quickly, so I just stopped playing it.
Yeah,
but Dragon Ball, like I still part of a team, they still play, I still enjoy the game. It's one of my favorite things to do. So,
right. I would say this. One Piece is very dominant in Houston. It's probably the card game to play right now in the area. My local that I play Dragon Ball at on Sundays, which has a decent showing. I think last week I wasn't even able to go. Still had 16 players come for Dragon Ball. One Piece has like 4 days a week that they're playing at my locals. And like a bad night is 16 players. A good night is like 40. So pales in comparison to One Piece right now. But if that's the expectation for Bandai is, hey, we're going to give you one of the strongest IPs in that we own, which is Dragon Ball. I think it's like the number one IP in for Toei Animation, at least. And we're going to put it in a product like One Piece, which is the most popular card game probably being played that's not the big three, right, of Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic. It may even rival those. I don't know. At least currently. Then it sounds on paper like it's a great product. It's just we have to, at least for myself, I'll speak for myself. I have to withhold my personal feels about how I think it'll affect Masters and just hope that it benefits everybody in the long run, right? Take a small step backwards to take two steps, three steps forward. So I could see it working. I could see myself definitely playing the online client. If it's free and I get access to the cards, I don't have to buy anything, I'll play Fusion World on the computer. Card game wise, physically, up in the air, depends on what they're pricing at and how many people are playing around me, but I plan on continuing to play Masters, so that is my viewpoint on it.
I do think that's how most people are thinking about this right now. Like a lot of people are upset that they're doing it in the first place, so a lot of people are just going to be like continue playing Masters, which is why I don't get the whole this is splitting the player base thing, and why like I don't get why everybody's saying that it's going to kill the game. Like if nobody wants this, then nobody's going to play it, and then they're just going to drop it. So if that's the case, then we don't lose anything. Like everything's still the same.
You know what I'm curious about? Bandai gives Dragon Ball Masters, tournament packs, regional events, nationals, worlds, you know, expansion promos, things of that nature. Does that go into Fusion World now too? Is there going to be held separate tournaments sanctioned by Bandai for Fusion World where you get prizing like One Piece? Or is it just like, hey, you're a junior division, you don't get anything. It's just merely like a practice for Masters. I don't see them doing that. I think they have to go all in.
I think it might be side events at like bigger events. Like go to regionals, play Masters, but you can play a side event of Fusion World. Which is also like, that's kind of what they do with Yu-Gi-Oh! You can play side events of Speed Duels or I guess they have like the older formats nowadays, like Go format and Edison format. Like you can do side events of those formats, so they might do something like that. I hope they do it like that. I don't really know what they're gonna do, but that's my hope, is that you can go to a Masters event and then say you scrub out or something, you can go play a Fusion World tournament to get like some basic pricing or some smaller prizes or whatever.
What I think with the complexity of what Fusion World could bring, right? It's not right out of the box and you play it. You could, but it's probably going to be better if you pull packs, get everything maximized with like stronger cards, just like any card game that allows for booster packs. I think you're going to have to give some sort of incentive to actually play Fusion World competitively. And obviously, once you feel like, hey, this is a little bit too basic for me, you upgrade to Masters, right? But otherwise, if it's geared towards the casual fan base, I don't know. I'm kind of stuck between should they give them the full support that they give to One Piece and Dragon Ball and Digimon with TPs, promos, events. I feel like they have to do all the above. Otherwise, it's going to fail as a product. It'll be cool to pick up like the first set, but if there's really nothing being added to it, no reason to be competitive with it, but it won't really go anywhere. But maybe that's my master side speaking, right? Because we were all geared towards being strategic and competitive and in nature, wanting to be the best. So who knows? The question is, are we going to cover Fusion World on this podcast from here on out?
I think that depends on like how much buzz it actually has whenever it comes out. You still have what, like 6 months before it actually comes out?
Yeah,
So.
about 6 months before the expected come out date, right? Well, who knows if it gets pushed, but I think you're right. I think it's in the same universe. We don't cover Bandai games, we cover Dragon Ball games. These are the only two card games that they cover right now, and one of them's not even out yet. So it'll be interesting to see if other content creators will start picking up on that, like Crossworld, Lookout, you name them, right? There's a bunch of them out there. Probably so. I imagine that they will. Maybe that's our in. We'll be the first podcast to jump into Fusion World, and we'll be the official Bandai podcast. I highly doubt it, but you never
Let's see if we can get a sponsorship.
know. What else you want to talk about with Fusion World? Anything? I feel like we've kind of covered a lot here.
From what I've seen of the cards, it does look like a very interesting way of playing it. The leaders are 15, 20Ks instead of 10, 15s. The super combos are basically 20K combos instead of 10Ks, but they don't draw a card. They're also only on defense, not on offense, so you can't do an aggressive super combo, which is kind of interesting. Also, if you look at the red super combo that they have, it's a 5-drop 35K or something like that, or 30K. It
Yeah.
was a pretty big body, so if you really needed to play it to an attack to do an attack with, it was a pretty big. It's that card,
I mean,
so it's
cut that
pretty
power in
interesting.
half, right? Because if the combos are 10Ks off the rip, like a 15K body is a 30K body in this game. So I don't think it's too much to look into per se, but it just makes the numbers higher, which is cool. You know, it's not a
You
big
also got to think about it, like if the game draws less than what Dragon Ball does, you're not gonna have as many cards in the hand. From the video that I saw, somebody said that it might be anywhere between 5 and 7 or 5 and 8, something like that. And so, like, you might want to hold off on the combos if you until you really need them.
Yeah.
Like, it'll still have some strategy to it, very similar to how One Piece is. Like, with One Piece, there's only defensive counters, which is basically our combo stuff, and. So you have to be very strategic with which ones you keep in your hand and when you keep them in your hand.
I agree. I think given like a month, people will have fully strategized every single deck, and they'll tell you which one is top tier, which one is trash tier, and everything in between, which product to buy, which cards to put, ratios. We don't know any of that yet, right? It looks like play sets might be four ofs, but in the trailer, it shows like 16 of the Android 17 combos, and it's like 120,000 combo power, whatever that number adds up to. My 12 Android 17 cards, right? So who knows what they're gonna be putting in for ratios, what their limits are. I think most Bandai games are four per. So no Yu-Gi-Oh ratios here. And then we'll figure it out, I guess. So well, cool. I've kind of talked myself out of it. There's been a lot of posts today about Fusion World. It was, 10 o'clock at night almost here, Central Time. So we've had over 12 hours to marinate and being able to record this after work. So anything else before we wrap up here, Ernest?
I'm really just annoyed of everybody saying that the game is going to die. Like, if it dies, it dies. It is what it is. But, I've heard that for the last 3 years, that the game is going to die because of this. The game is going to die because of this. It hasn't died yet. It's diminished a little. There's not as many players as there was at the beginning. It's still technically not dead. Our Nationals was the biggest Nationals we've had so far.
And it was capped.
Yeah. I mean, this year seems like it's going to be kind of smaller because there's very few events to even get an invite. So
LCQs, don't ever underestimate the power of LCQs. I got into Nets with an LCQ.
Apparently there's going to be a good amount of them this year too. So there's the hope of them, but still, that's literally the last chance thing. The fact that we have had very few events leading up to it, though, that's an issue because, at the moment, it doesn't seem like there's going to be very many. I might be wrong, but it doesn't seem like it.
I feel like we've had a decent amount of events this year, more than 7.
In-person events?
No. Online.
Okay, yeah. A lot of people don't really count the online ones. You do get invites from those, but there's, say there was 7. Say there was 10. That's 100 players. That's 80 players. You're just doing top 8.
I think they do top 16 or top 32 get invites. Ivo had posted something on the group channel with who qualified, and there's a lot of pass downs. So maybe I'm looking too far in because there's everybody who's repeated, but I think it's 16 players get invites, maybe 32 somewhere.
If it's top 16 and there's only been 7 events, 160 players. I know the Gen Con right now is going to be giving some invites out too.
Those are 4 events at Gen Con this week.
Yeah. So depending on which whether it's top 8, top 16 or whatever it is, then yeah, that'll add some more, but that still seems like less than 300.
Yeah, it is. You're right. I'm going to look up real quick the events that we've had just to kind of... Oh, boy. I just went to the Dragon Ball Super Card Game website and I just got smacked with a huge old Fusion World ad. All right. Events. Doing it live. Championship. Okay. Online, offline regionals. I'll give you the number. In North America, we've had... They're only going to give me the one for the quarter. Top Cut in July, Core TCG in July, Play TCG in August, another Play TCG in August. These are at Gen Con. Okay, there's 3 Gen Con events this weekend. So that's 5. There's a Carta Magica in September, a Top Cut in September, and then a Play TCG in October and a Core TCG in November. So that's 9 events, I think I read off, just from July to November, which is a good amount. I would imagine you double that from last 6 months. So 15 to 20 events total this year. You're averaging 2 events a month, almost. That sounds like a decent amount. Granted, online and offline. You're probably averaging 1 a month, maybe in person. I think that's pretty reasonable. It's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah. I feel like that's a little off, though, because I don't remember there being very many in-person events around here at all.
There was one in Tennessee.
Yeah.
That I remember. Last 6 months, in the last 6 months, and then there was another one that happened somewhere. I think Atlanta.
I want to say last month there was one in some area too. And the 3 here at Gen Con. There's also the online ones for Gen Con as well, because there's in person and online.
Yeah, the 3 events total. Three events total. So I think there's 1 or 2 on and 1 and 2 off. So somewhere in that, split that 2 and 2, I think. But yeah,
we'll see. And then if they are passing down the invites too, then that's a pretty good thing too. I'm kind of upset that PVG is not doing their like invitational and stuff like that.
Oh, I've been waiting for that for 2 years.
Yeah, they kind of just stopped after the 2021 one, I think it is.
Whatever you and Ryan went to with King Piccolo, that was, I think, the last one.
Yeah. I want to say that was 22.
No chance.
No?
Got to be 21.
Was that last year?
It had to be.
Oh, yeah, it was 2021. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been over 2 years. Because I topped in late 21 with my Shenron Wish Android 13 deck. And I've been waiting to go to a PPG event. Like I did 2020, early 2020. I went right before COVID. And it was in Kissimmee, Florida. It's really cool. I enjoyed it. It was at some convention center. And I got
that's where Nats was.
Oh.
This past Nats, that's where that was.
Okay. Well, I know the area pretty well, considering I went there for a couple days. I'm an expert at that point, so. It was good. I enjoyed it. PPG runs really good events.
I'm a little upset that they've kind of died down a lot.
Well, they do rotation for who TOs run events for Dragon Ball. Like this year, it's Play TCG. So they do it a little bit differently. I'm surprised Top Cut Events is still holding Dragon Ball events, because I could have sworn for a minute they stopped. They like did not want to do Dragon Ball events, like, but here they are hosting one in October or November, whatever I stated earlier. So we'll see.
Hopefully we can get Game Guys to start trying to become a TO for them. I doubt that they will, but I'd hope that they could.
I've reached out to Play TCG and I've asked if we could host a regional. By we, I mean Game Guys, because they're big enough to. They've hosted 2 Yu-Gi-Oh! Regionals in the last 7-8 months. So they're definitely big enough. They've held over 500 players both times, I think. And they had room to spare. So it's a big, big store. They definitely host an event. I just don't have the contacts with Play TCG. They've never responded to me about it. So we'll see what happens, right? If enough people talk about it, Houston's a great scene. We still have one of the more active scenes for Dragon Ball. And specifically that store has the biggest scene in Houston. So it would just be like picture perfect. But what else you want to discuss before we call it an episode? Yeah? You want to critique the Red Secret Rare? I'll save it for another time. All right. Well, shout outs.
Ryan, do that.
Exactly. Shout outs for you, Ernest.
Shout out to Team Rays. Shout out to Spectral, Galaxy, Game Guys, Alter Ego, all the other card games in Houston, card shops in Houston. Shout out to Angleton. Like, really need some more people to show up there. Very sad every time we go.
I know. I've heard.
Yeah, shout out to you guys on the podcast.
Perfect. Well, saving the best for last, I suppose. Shout out to the boys, Team Salt Boys, best team that's not really sweaty in the game for Houston. Shout out to you, to Ryan, all the card shops, Game Guys, Galaxy, The Vault, Alter Ego, Spectral. Any shop that's supporting Dragon Ball, we want to support you. Let us know. Adventure Begins in Conroe, for instance. Conroe? Woodlands. I don't know. Somewhere in the north. I'm sorry. I'm not too familiar. I haven't been up there, but I think it's in that area. I heard that's a great shop for Dragon Ball. So big shout out to them. Anybody who's in the Houston area, go check out those stores. Team Wars event is happening this Sunday at Game Guys. So not sure if you guys are planning on going or not, but 3v3, no ban lists. There is a ban list. No sideboard. Let me rephrase that. No sideboarding. So You can play your decks without having to worry about what do I side for in a Bandai sanctioned, or not sanctioned, styled 3v3. I'm slipping on all my words today. And it should be a good event. They're actually doing a charity drive for going back to school. So there will be kids there, backpack drive, running raffles. It'd be a really, really good event. Last year, I think I mentioned this last episode, I brought a backpack in and I won an Oath of Z secret rare for a raffle entry. So really, really cool. I love how Game Guys gives back to the community and is trying to be like a beacon of the community there for not just card game players, but for kids and families across the city of Houston. So really cool. That's all I really had. So I guess we're going to try this again. Kraken Space Time. Let's do it.
Kraken Space Time.